You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Don't you know you found us? Animal Radio. This is where we celebrate the connection with your pet. Toll free 1-866-405-8405. On the other end of that phone is Dr. Debbie and Joey Volani, the dog father. And we'll be going back to the phones, in fact, in just a couple of seconds for your calls. But we love to visit with inventors. And if you've invented something for animals, anything for pets, and there's been a lot lately. People give up their day jobs as CPAs and lawyers. And
the corporate world.
And because they have this great idea for pets. So I like to see these things come to fruition. And today we welcome Jim Foley to the air. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Hal. How about yourself?
Very good. You have invented Did You Feed the Dog? That's actually what it's called. Did You Feed the Dog? And the website is didyoufeedthedog.com. Tell us, what is it?
Well, first of all, the website is actually didyoufeedthedog.co.
Oh, okay.
Someone is squatting on the .com, so we're trying to work through that. But that's the site. It's a simple little device that was born out of necessity in our house. We're a family of five, and we've got two dogs, two cats, and the question of did you feed the dog was always being asked. So my son and I came up with this little idea, and it actually became more imperative when one of our dogs needed medication, so we wanted to make sure that we weren't overdosing or missing doses, and we developed this little product that mounts on the wall. It has simple Monday through Sunday down the left-hand side and columns for AM, PM, and you kind of move the switches to the right when you feed the dog and switch them all back at the beginning of the week, and it's working brilliantly.
Well, now, in a world of electronics and apps and all the digital gadgetry, this is pretty analog.
Yeah, it's simple. We wanted to keep it simple. We'd seen a couple of apps out there, but simple sometimes works the best. We've got a lot of comments, especially from mothers that say that their kids, when they participate in feeding the dogs, actually get a little tactile sense of satisfaction by moving the buttons from left to right, and sometimes simpler is better.
And I'm sure there's a lot of different applications other than feeding the dog. You just mentioned one medicine. Whether or not the dog got the medicine today, or the cat got the medicine, or the ferret got the medicine, there's lots of different applications for it, isn't there?
There are, and we've actually got suggestions outside of the pet industry. One of the mothers said that this would be perfect mounted on the mirror of her kid's bathroom, and if it was reworded to say, did you brush your teeth? To help just get that sense of satisfaction, and the mother can kind of keep track Monday, mornings and evenings where their kids are brushing the teeth. So
I think they'd lie.
Those things too.
Yeah, I think they just push the button anyway, whether they did or not.
Yeah, I see my dog going reaching up and sliding it back to no.
Oh.
I haven't been fed yet. Yeah,
make sure you mount it high enough out of their reach.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what did you do before this? Are you an inventor? How did this come up with?
This is actually a hobby job right now. I'm still employed as a franchise executive. I've been in franchising for 25 years, so this is really outside of my comfort zone, and we're kind of learning as we go, but we're having a lot of fun as we do it.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. We're going to give a couple away right now. If people want to pick them up, where can they get them? How much do they cost?
They can get them on our website at didyoufeedthedog.co, and they're $9.95 each. Or there's some, we've actually got some test retail locations going in Northern California. So if you're up north of the Golden Gate Bridge, there's about 15 stores that people can buy it in there.
Oh, and how's it going? How's it selling so far?
Pretty good. The retailers that we're working with are giving us thumbs up all the way around, and they've told us what their targets are, and we seem to be exceeding those targets in these early weeks. We've only started as of January 1st, so it's early, but the early results are very positive.
Okay, let's go ahead and give away a couple right now. 1-866-405-8405. Only if you have a problem in your house where...
Did you feed the dog? No, I thought you fed the dog.
Exactly.
Nobody fed the dog.
Or two people, if it's one of those obese dogs you're trying to keep trim.
Everybody fed the dog.
Yeah. So this is actually could help you with that. So it could help with your pet's weight loss program, which many of our pets are on this time of year, as well as myself. and then keep us posted on your next invention, okay?
Very good, Hal. I appreciate your time.
Jim Foley right there. The website, didyoufeedthedog.co, and we'll put a link and link to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. And of course, if you have an invention, if you've invented something for the pets or the animals, maybe you've quit your job because of your new invention, we'd like to help you promote it. Give us a call here or send us an email at yourvoice@animalradio.com.